Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Viewpoints podcast series on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel with my colleague Burkhard Varnholt. Burkhard, once again, it's amazing. In just a week's time, much has changed around the world and global markets. Now, following the U.S.'s intervention, markets are going back to looking through the Israel-Iran conflict. Oil prices are sharply down. Global stocks and bonds rallied, and the dollar hit a three-year low today. So, as always, a lot to cover, though I also want to spend some time today catching up with you on your personal adventure, which you took on just this week. It sounds quite fascinating and inspirational, so do look forward to chatting a bit about that. Though, why don't we start, Burkhard, with your thoughts on markets, oil, and geopolitics? Of course, a lot to cover on those fronts.
Well, sure, and thank you. Great to be here, Ben. Always a pleasure. Well, I think a couple of things stand out here for investors. First, and really as we discussed last week already, investors shouldn't overreact to geopolitics, especially in the Middle East. The second that this week clearly showed is that the oil market, at least, is really about physical supply and demand. And clearly, the U.S.'s attacks on Iran, they lowered the objective risk of a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. And third, do bear in mind that more than 80% of the crude and LNG passing through Hormuz travels to Asia. So Asia really benefits more than any other region in the world. And what's more, by conceding that China shall now be free to buy Iranian oil again, President Trump is diffusing the Taiwan tensions simultaneously. First, by putting the U.S. military might on global display. Second, and by granting an important concession towards China and Iran, indeed, by far the biggest buyer of Persian oil exports. So no surprise, Asian markets from Seoul to Shanghai, from Nippon to Sydney, are really leading the global risk-on rally. And fourth, the faltering dollar has fast-tracked Asian U.S. dollar bond issuance to the highest weekly volume in more than 5 years. More than $10 billion of bonds were already issued in Asia just this week. To put this into perspective, it once again, I think, vindicates our long-held view that the global bull is still roaring, but its leadership is changing. While Europe remains ahead for the year, Asia's rebound in stocks, currencies, and credit since the lows of April is just as impressive.
Well, Burkhard, thank you for that assessment of recent global market movement. Now, on the back of this, I'm curious, what do you think investors should expect from Wall Street from here?
Look, I strongly believe the bull market on Wall Street, which started during October 2022, remains alive and kicking. From its inception, it's been charged by semiconductors and IT, and Nvidia yesterday just hit a new record high of $3.77 trillion in market cap. That's impressive considering that its CEO, Jensen Huang, said last month the $50 billion China market is effectively closed to U.S. industry. It's also impressive that the industry is still earning a 39% profit margin, which is really driven by the hallmark of the U.S. tech and semiconductor industry, which is continuous innovation. And while Jerome Powell is unlikely to bow to pressure from President Trump, the soft dollar is easing financial conditions in the U.S. anyways. So productivity, earnings growth, incomes, and inflation are probably, in our view, proving temporary. We think that the roaring 20 scenario still has strong legs to run.
Well, Burkhard, thank you for sharing with us that outlook. And speaking about strong legs, as I alluded to a bit earlier, I have to ask you about a personal adventure of yours. Your latest UBS Viewpoints letter talks about your recent ultra-cycling tour across the Swiss Alps. In just one day, it even draws conclusions about the world of investing. So all quite fascinating. Can you share with us some takeaways?
Oh, sure, Dan. You know, these ultra-cycling tours are my favorite personal pleasure and folly, if you will. So last Sunday, I crossed six Swiss mountain passes, 22,000 feet of altitude, 250 kilometers in distance. I burned 8,000 calories and sweated 10 liters of water. When everything was said and done, I rested my legs and reflected upon Switzerland's amazing beauty and how it rose from rags to riches. you know, it's an unlikely story that also happens to include the roots and the rise of our bank, UBS. So here are some of my thoughts while cycling up and down these beautiful mountains. Switzerland, until the 19th century, was the poorhouse of Europe. Its steep mountains are hard to farm or trek. Its four different languages cause Babylonic confusion at times. Many of its best and brightest, at some point, even 10% of the entire Swiss population, emigrated abroad. Alas, a bad start into life can sometimes take a happy turn, because adversity fuels innovation. And such innovation is also the telling story of Switzerland. So rather than taking a no for a no, they conquered the Alps by building the greatest tunnel density of the world. They constructed these iconic serpentine roads, six of which I cycled up and down last Sunday. And to pay for this, they created banks and insurance businesses. This is where the story of UBS and other Swiss banks begin. And they grew global, they merged over time and created the world's leading wealth manager, UBS. What's more, the steep Alps pushed Swiss farmers to shift from crop to dairy. This led to Switzerland's love for milk and chocolate, of which they consume more per capita than any other country. From the dairy industry emerged Switzerland's Nestle, the world's biggest food company today. The banks went on to fund industrialization. Trains opened Switzerland to tourism, especially from Victorian England. The pharmaceutical, watch, silk and textile industry were only made possible by these bold investments into unparalleled roads, bridges, and tunnels. So the long and short of it is the Swiss were forced to innovate because of the Alps' formidable adversity. Today, they still count the highest number of patents per capita in the world. That's how adversity, innovation, luck, and good governance led to the world's strongest currency and Europe's best performing stock market, if measured in euros or dollars or Swissies. And that's what my cycling tour also reminded me of.
Wow. Well, Burkhardt, certainly a pleasure to hear about that rich history and how it ties into your adventures. It sounds like it was an amazing day, and I hope you also took enough time to relax and recover. And for whatever it's worth, I do look forward to exchanging more such personal reflections from the ground with you. Though on that note, Burkhardt, thank you for spending some time with our listeners, our clients on this week's episode, and I do look forward to our next conversation.
Well, absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Dan. Thank you very much, and speak again sometime soon. Thank you for today. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.